نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا وقال الله تبارك وتعالى ولا يأتل أولو الفضل منكم والسعة أن يؤتوا أولي القربى والمساكين والمهاجرين في سبيل الله وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to this program over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Last week we discussed the high, lofty, great position of the illustrious Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we continue with that and we discuss the great, amazing Sahabi of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born 2.5 years after the year of the elephants. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in the year of the elephants, and 2.5 years after that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born. In the time of Jahiliyyah, his name was Abdul Ka'bah, the slave of the Kaaba. In the time of Jahiliyyah, people respected the Kaaba Sharif and they would regard themselves also to be the slaves of the Kaaba Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed his name from Abdul Ka'bah to Abdullah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala in the books of hadith, he's been described as Rajulan Nahifa, a person who was thin, slim, abyas, he was white and faint complexion, Khafiful Aridain, a person with thin shoulders, or the area between his two shoulders weren't broad. Ajna, he was a person that would walk in such a way that he would have a slight hunch. La yastamsiku izratahu, when he would tie his lower garment, then it wouldn't remain by his hips, it would come down. And that further explains yastarkha an hukwatihi, that his trousers, his lower garment, it would come down. Normally when a person is very, very thin, then the trousers would not remain on his hip, it would probably go a little lower than that. Ma'ruqul wajh, he was a person that would always sweat. They would always see sweat dripping from his face. Ghairul aynain, a person with his eyes being deep into his eyes were deep into his face. And na'ti al-jabha, a person with a very broad forehead. This is the description of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the books of hadith. Now from among all the sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahabiyat, the companionship of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person being a sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is clearly referred to in the Quran of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There are quite a few instances in the Quran Kareem in which Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu as a companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a person of virtue, as a person of having the highest level of taqwa in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, if any person who denies the sahabiyat, the companionship of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person would be a deviated person, and some ulama have even went to extent to state that he would come out from the fold of Islam. And in expressing this, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to in Surah At-Tawbah. In verse 40, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about encouraging the Sahaba, motivating them, come out in the path of Allah. Help and assist Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in establishing Tawheed. Help and assist Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in propagating the message of Allah. And if you do not do that, illa tansuruh. If you do not do that, do not aid and assist Muhammad, faqad nasarahu Allah. Is akhrajahu alladhina kafaru thaniya ithnain. Don't think that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala needs your help and assistance, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dependent on your help and assistance. You helping Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for your own good. So if you don't help Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah already helped him and assist him. Don't you recall the amazing incident of Hijrah? When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah al-Mukarrama, all the resources of the kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama were spent in searching for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, faqad nasarullah. Allah already helped Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala took refuge in the cave. And Allah refers to that. Thaniyas name is huma fil ghar. Is yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. When the second of the two, referring to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he said to his colleague, referring to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told to Abu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when we are going to, if the kuffar, the enemy, they just have to look down, then they will immediately catch us, they will immediately convict us, they will take us away. So on that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr Siddiq, la tahzan, don't grieve. Don't worry, don't panic. La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Most definitely, certainly Allah is with us. So this verse very clearly shows the person that's being referred to is none other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And if anybody has to deny the sahabiyat of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's actually denying this ayat of the Quran Kareem. Likewise, in another verse of the Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to Abu Bakr Siddiq as a person of grace, as a person of virtue. In the 18th juz of the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala referred to the incident of Ifk. There was a false accusation and a slander against our beloved mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Some sincere sahaba also got caught up in that slander. And among them, one was Hazrat Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a cousin brother of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Also a Badri sahabi holding a high lofty position, having taken part in the battle of Badr. So he also got caught in the slander. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to render financial help and assistance to Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu because he was financially underprivileged. When Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala heard Mistah is also involved in the slander in falsely accusing Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Abu Bakr Siddiq being the father rendering financial help and assistance to Mistah, and yet he is the person that actually taking part in a slander, as a father you got upset, naturally being annoyed. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu took an oath that I will never help Mr. in future, and he terminated financial help and assistance. So on that, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَعْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَى. People of grace, referring to Abu Bakr Siddiq, and rich and wealthy people, again referring to Abu Bakr Siddiq, it does not behove them to take these kind of oaths, not helping the people, family people, or orphans, or poor people. It does not behove them to take these kind of oaths. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Forgive, overlook, tolerate. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you love, don't you wish that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgive you? Most definitely Allah is forgiving. When this verse was revealed, Abu Bakr Siddiq clearly knew that he was being referred to in this. So in response he told, أُحِبُّ أَيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لِي. It's my wish and my desire that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgive me. And he resumed financial help and assistance to Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Again in this verse, Allah refers to Abu Bakr Siddiq as Ulul Fadl. What a high lofty maqam and position Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in fact, in the 30th juz of the Quran al-Kareem, in Suratul Layl, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to Abu Bakr Siddiq as the person of the highest level of taqwa. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala blessed Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala with lots of wealth. In the beginning state of Islam, when many Sahaba were being oppressed, persecuted, many of whom were also slaves. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he used his money, his resources, and he freed these slaves. He bought them and he freed them. Among them, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and approximately about 7 such Sahaba who were slaves, they accepted Islam, but they will be oppressed and persecuted. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu purchased them from their masters and freed them for the pleasure of Allah. So Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. First Allah gives a description of Jahannam, the fire of hell. And Allah says, the fire of hell is such that the most pious person would be saved, turned away from the fire of hell. الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. That person who gives his wealth purely purified to purify himself. وَمَا لِيَحَدٍ مِّن نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. And when he does so, he doesn't do it to gain some kind of gratification. He doesn't do it so that he could get some kind of praises for people. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْعَالَى. His only purpose of spending his wealth in purchasing these slaves and freeing them is to seek the pleasure and the ridwan of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And since he has done that, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And soon, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will also please him on the day of Qiyamah. 3 instances Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala referred to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala in the Quran. What else can we tell about such a high lofty position of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala? I just want to mention some ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the personality of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in one session, what can we do? Whole life we talk about him, we can never do justice. But we propose in probably 3 or 4 sessions, we will cover up Abu Bakr Siddiq, then we will take on Abu Umar, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali, and like that we will carry on, like that, speaking about the great lofty position of the Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our purpose and our intention is be inspired with their lives. And our intention is that the love of the Sahaba come into our heart, and through that we could also increase our level of Iman, inshallah. It is mentioned in one hadith, the hadith is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. Anabi Sa'id Khudri anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إن من أمن الناس علي في صحبته وماله أبو بكر. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyid Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who has done the greatest amount of favor to me in his companionship, where he spent time with me, and the person that has done the greatest amount of favor regarding his wealth, he spent his resources on me, and for the purpose of Islam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enumerates Abu Bakr. Great amount of sacrifices Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, has made. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi further mentioned, وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ مُتَّخِذًا خَلِيلًا لَتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكَرْ خَلِيلًا. If I would have made anybody my Khalil, Khalil refers to a close bosom relationship. If I would made anybody such a friend, which is termed as Khalil, then I would have made Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu my Khalil. In one hadith, it mentioned an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi mardihi. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me during his sickness at the time of his death, or before the demise of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell ill, ud'u li Aba Bakr, abaki wa akhaak hatta aktuba kitaban. Call your father to me. I want to write a note, a script. Ulama of Muhaddithin mentioned that Abu Bakr, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wanted to write the Khilafat, specify the Khilafat of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And this we understand from various other substantiations of the Sharia. And this is further understood further, فَإِنِّي أَخَافْ أَيَّتَمَنَّا مُتَمَنِّن. I fear that some desirous people would desire some position and some leadership after my demise. وَيَقُولُ قَائِلْ أَنَا. And somebody might just say that I'm fit to be the leader. Anyway, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after wanting to write something down, specifying the Khilafat of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem left it out and he said, Ya Aballahu wal mu'minun illa Abu Bakr. The position of Abu Bakr Siddiq is such that is unanimously accepted. Allah and all the believers, they will only settle on Abu Bakr being the leader. There's no need for me to specify his Khilafat. And that's exactly what has happened. In another hadith, an Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'athahu ala jayshi dhati salasil. One great sahabi, Hadha Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to one war which is known as Zatu Salasil. This took place around the 5th or 6th year after the Hijrah. Now Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appointed him as a leader. He thought that I am the most closest to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this was the mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whenever Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would deal with any sahabi, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would give him such personal attention that that sahabi would think that I am the most closest to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was the husna akhlaq of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But just, you know, when you love someone, you also want the person to verbalize it as well. So he came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he said, Ayyun nasi ahabbu ilay. O Prophet of Allah, tell me, who is the most beloved to you? Now, one was the attitude of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and one is a reality. And sometimes you need to distinguish between a reality and an attitude. So, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responds to that. He mentioned Aisha. Aisha is most beloved to me. So qultu minar rijal. O Prophet of Allah, I'm asking you who's beloved, most beloved to you from among the men. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned Abuha, her father, referring to Abu Bakr Siddiq. So he thought maybe after Abu Bakr Siddiq will be my number. So he said, Summa man. Who after that? Umar. So he thought maybe after that I will stand maybe third in line or fourth in line. Said that فَعَدَّ رِجَالًا. Then he kept on asking, Summa man, who after, with the hope that somewhere along the line my name will come in. He said that every time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned few other Sahaba, say, فَسَكَتُّ مَخَافَةَ يَجْعَلَنِي فِي آخِرِهِمْ. Amr ibn As says that I stopped asking Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after that, with the sequence of the people that he loved, with the fear that maybe I'll be the last among them all. This was the, from this hadith we understand, how Nabi Kareem said clearly mentioned that among the men he loved Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala the most. In one narration it is mentioned, an Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, kunna fi zamanin nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la na'adilu bi Abi Bakr ahad, thumma Umar, thumma Uthman, thumma natruku ashaban nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la nufadilu baynahum. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, at the time of Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would never equate anyone to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Everybody knew that Abu Bakr Siddiq had the highest position among us all. Then Umar, then Uthman. After Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that we wouldn't give virtue to one sahabi or the other. All of them were equal. In one hadith, Anabi Huraira radiallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma li ahadin indana yadun illa wa qad kafaynahu. There's not a single person who has done some kind of favor to me, but I have repaid that person. Ma khala Abu Bakr. With the exception of the favor that Abu Bakr Siddiq has done to me, that I could not repay him. Fa inna lahu indana yadan yukafihi Allahu biha yawm al-qiyamah. He has done such favors to me that only Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will repay him on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Karim said, further mentioned, وَمَا نَفَعَنِي مَالٌ قَطُّ مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَبِي بَكَرْ. Nobody's wealth helped me and assisted me, was beneficial to me as much as the wealth of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I'll just mention one or two more hadiths and I will terminate with that and we'll continue next week. An Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, Abu Bakr Sayyiduna وخيرنا وحبنا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه says, Abu Bakr, who was he? He was our master, our Sayyid, our master. He was the best among us and the most beloved to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And وعن ابن عمر عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لأبي بكر. Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه says, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once told to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Anta sahibi fil ghar wa sahibi ala al-house. O Abu Bakr, you were my companion in a cave when we made hijrat from Makkah to Medina. So that you were there, my companion. That was trying times. But at the same time, you'll also be my companion on the Hawd al-Kawthar. That is the special pawn that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the person next to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by the pawn giving water to the ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be none other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, we will continue with the biography and the fadail, the virtue, various incidents of the life of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu next week, inshallah. May Allah put the love of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the love of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the love of all the Sahaba in the deep recess of our hearts. We love them so much that just and through our love for them, our iman will be inspired and we'll get closer to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.